Welcome to Strategic Renewal. I'm Doreen Milano, and today we're diving into the shifts and strategies that help leaders reinvent themselves and their businesses. This is Strategic Renewal on Now Media Television. Hi, I'm Doreen Milano, and this is Strategic Renewal, and welcome. Today we get to talk to TJ Gutierrez. He is the person behind Semper Fi Media. And we're going to talk about creative strategy and leadership behind forward-thinking brands and innovators.
Interesting.
And that's who you get to work with, right?
Yeah, hopefully, yeah.
Every day,
yeah.
All day long. Yeah,
every day, all day.
So TJ's ability to tell a story and bring it to life through film is incredible. And he takes that cinematic craft to heart. So he's the founder and creative director of Semper Fi Media, LLC. He's a veteran-owned production company that transforms brand vision into compelling visual narratives that resonate with audiences. TJ's work spans commercial business videos, documentary films, and social content, and more, using discipline and creativity to amplify purpose and message.
That's pretty good. I like that. I'm going to have to use that one. I'm going to cut that.
Well, let's get real. We've talked about this a lot, haven't we?
Yeah, yes, we have.
So, TJ, welcome.
Thank you.
I'm glad you're here.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me on this show. It's very incredible. I love doing this stuff with you. It's so great. Last time we did it was years and years ago.
It was, and we had a lot of fun, and we're going to have fun today.
We have more fun today.
So, launching a creative media company with purpose, discipline, and visual storytelling strategies. The first question I have is, what inspired you to move from military service into media and storytelling? And how did that come together?
For sure.
That's a big shift.
That is a big shift, you know, and I first loved the filming back in the early 2000s whenever it was the Fast and the Furious type, you know, filming. You had the phones and stuff, and I was like, that's really cool. But I was concentrated on going to the Marine Corps. So going to the Marine Corps, and it was like 2007, and I strictly remember when I wanted to, like, man, that would be really cool to do some filming, was the movie 300. And whenever I walked past, it was on base and it was about to come out. It was like 2 weeks before theater showing, and I saw the poster, and I've never seen such a like crafty cinematic poster. I was like, man, that is crazy looking. So I was like, you know, maybe after Marine Corps career, I can do something like this. And so I'm going to see this movie when it comes out. Wasn't deployed at the time, and went, saw the movie. And I completely fell in love when I saw the cinematography, the lighting, the effects, the emotion that this director was creating in this movie. I said, I want to do something like that. I would really love to do something like that. Now, of course, I didn't just jump straight into it right out of the Marine Corps, but I was like, I need to find this director. And sure enough, it was a director named Zack Snyder. Now, you probably know a lot of his films. Man of Steel is, you know, the number one that everyone says. But I knew his creativity before Man of Steel. And that movie and him is really what inspired me to move forward on cinematography.
So what that was the defining moment when you realized that's what you wanted to do.
I did.
And that it was about the stories, not just the visuals.
Correct. Right? Yes.
And so when you got that clear, how did you start that path? Because you were in the Marine Corps when you had that aha moment, right?
Yeah. Yes, I did.
And you have to get out of the Marine Corps to be able to do this.
Yes. So I'd gotten hurt in the Marine Corps at the time. So I was already medically discharging out of the Marine Corps. So I had to create something for myself. Right. And it didn't just come. So got out of the Marine Corps, you know, didn't really have a lot at the time, moved in with my mom. So it took a couple of years to build up. Personal stuff happened, you know, life just
happens. Life happens.
Life happens, right? Let's move on. Fast forward, 2019. Life is straight. Life is simple. Married, happy, home, and realize, you know, I'm out in the oil fields, and I'm like, man, I really want to start my career in this stuff. And so I started saving up money. And lo and behold, 2020 hit. And
Pandemic.
For my end, I ended up rupturing my back. So I was out of work in the workforce. They retired me out of the workforce. So I'm like, man, I'm retired out of the Marine Corps. My dream is gone. I'm retired out of the workforce because my back was completely blown out. Like, what am I going to do? So I went back to gaming. I started doing gaming, Twitch, started doing a lot of social media stuff and, you know, earning a good living. And of course, like everyone says, listen to the wife. And so the wife was like, hey, how about you stop gaming on there and actually do that for somebody or businesses that need your help? And I was like, you know, I was like, that's a good
sometimes
idea.
Sometimes it's the kick in the rear.
It is.
From the people we love.
Yeah.
That gets us moving to the thing that we really want to do.
Yep, it is. So stop gaming. Opened up my business at that time, Semperfy Marketing. And so I took my skills, my knowledge of everything that I knew with social media, started helping marketing. And that's when I created the business. It was 2020. And lo and behold, everything closed down. So my business in 2020 just skyrocketed. Everyone's inside. They're on their phones. Hey, we need advertisements for our business.
We need marketing.
We need marketing.
All kinds of things.
Exactly.
We need websites. We need to update this. We need to update that.
Exactly. So
I think we all did that in 2020.
Yeah. And it was crazy. I mean, I had to turn down clients because I had so many. And being new in business, I didn't know how to kind of contract out other stuff. You know, I was new. Literally opened up my business and I think it was January 2020, March, boom. And it was just wild. So learned a lot. Fast forward 2 years later, I started really putting in more work in my videography. Mm-hmm. And that's where I took it to the next level.
So you started as a videographer using your phone.
Phone and my wife's old 2014 Canon Rebel 4.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was 780p, you know what I mean?
Wow.
Old school stuff.
So that's where you started.
Yes.
Right?
That's when I started. I could say specifically that's when I started end of 2021.
So when we look at all these pieces and how they come together, I think it's really important to understand that it is every choice that TJ made along the way that got him to where he is today.
100%.
It is not just a wish and a prayer. It is strategic choices that he made to build the career he's got today. So hang on. We're going to go and do a little commercial break. And we're going to come back and talk about really... We're going to talk about visual storytelling, which is different than just telling a story.
Oh, very different.
It is way different.
Way different.
So we're going to talk more about what that is and how that comes together. And we'll be right back. We'll be right back with more insights on renewing your focus, your energy, and your path forward. This is Strategic Renewal on Now Media Television. And we are back. I'm Doreen Milano, and you're watching Strategic Renewal on Now Media Television. Let's continue exploring what it means to embrace change and grow with purpose. We are continuing our conversation with TJ Gutierrez. In a world overwhelmed with content, brands have to do more than show up. They have to connect.
Yes.
And you are the connection guy. So using video and media to build emotional strategic engagement, how do you approach understanding a brand story before you ever shoot a single frame?
Very good. Luckily, back in the day, had to do a lot of research. A lot of web research, websites. Now we have the power of AI.
Oh, yeah.
So so much easier, but also that allows me to bring my price down for my clients rather than charge them, okay, hey, pre-production is, you know, such and such an hour, and it's probably gonna take me X amount of hours to do all this, blah, blah. Now I don't have to do that. Now I can do a solid price. So grab their website, go into ChatGPT, build the GPT based upon my client's business, right? Construction, okay. Tell the GPT you're gonna learn this website, blah, 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 and you're gonna find the best content on the internet that is viral, has the most likes, most comments, most positive outlook for certain, you know, customers, clients. And pretty much, yeah, I just build the GPT from my client. Then I pretty much go back to them and say, hey, this is the content that resonates more on TikTok, YouTube, etc. I have a
So you're not just looking at Facebook?
No.
Or Instagram?
No, ma'am.
You're looking throughout social media in its entirety?
Correct.
For engagement?
Correct. And I find which social media is the best for that engagement of client. And I found roofers, construction, very positive in the YouTube algorithm, very positive. And making videos of like reviews, how to's, what not to do's, installation projects, that really resonates with their social media and that gathers more. Other businesses that are selling products, hey, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, because those are the people that buy. And that's how I go about finding.
But that's the difference between a transactional company and a relationship-based company.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, yes.
So with that understanding, what elements make a visual story more emotionally impactful versus simply informative?
Good question. I take that as one of my construction clients really wasn't getting any visual impact from their YouTube channel that they had. So I said, okay, let's take this problem that your customer has in this home and let's factor it and create something that will, and it sounds bad, but it's almost like a news segment. You have to kind of jumpstart or scare that client that it could happen to them.
You have to break it.
You have to break that ice with it. And believe me, it sounds bad, but it works, right? So we targeted this, you know, like, single mother, three kids. Well, what happens if a hailstorm does come down and you don't know what company to call? Well, guess what? We're gonna make a commercial for that company. So we did all that. We filmed it, etc., put it all together. And sure enough, once it was out there, 7 to 10 days advertising, literally he had 4 or 5 calls of moms that needed help in their homes. You know,
wow.
Full-time moms working 60, 70 hours a week, taking care of their kids. And hey, come out, can you look? You know, you have a free estimate to look. Can you please just look at my roof or look at my attic? I just need to make sure I'm okay. Sure enough, 2 out of those 4 clients needed a brand new roof. So a good, you know, and I'm gonna be openly minded with this, a good $10,000 commercial that we filmed for a roofer, getting 2 roofs, that is positive equity in their account.
Yeah.
So that 10,000 turned them into 25 plus. And that's the power of the marketing of what I do.
Wow. What's the role of audience insight, not just creative instinct, in crafting that compelling video?
For audience insight, so of the person that's watching this video.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, you have to hit that emotion with the audience because like again, it's, you know, it sounds bad.
Single mom, 3 kids.
Yeah.
Hailstorm.
Yeah.
Stuff is happening.
And sure enough, like, you know, we just had these storms over here.
Yeah.
And you know, my clients, they are getting calls from, you know, because that commercial is still running out there on their YouTube, etc. So, you know, it's still there, but you have to hit that
and
audience.
And ice does as much damage as hail does.
Ice does more damage because it sits around longer. Hail just hits and goes. Ice will sit there, latch onto the wood, and soak itself in the wood and do more damage. And that's stuff
scary.
That I've learned. Thank you, my roofing clients, very much. Appreciate it. I got a lot of knowledge with that. You know, I got best friends are roofer, other best friends are roofer. So lots of knowledge there.
So the thing that I'm hearing here is that it's not just the message. It is the motion behind the message.
Yes, ma'am.
That's one of the things that I just learned. So how do stories help brands convert first-time viewers into loyal followers?
I would say the job well done, reviews. So if the brand, like my roofers go in there, do a hell of a job for, you know, the single mom, you know, family home, my clients always ask them, hey, a Google review, 5-star, you know, a pretty open statement. And once those other clients, you know, read those Google reviews, you build that relationship with your audience that haven't even called you yet. So Google reviews, and a lot of people sleep on it. Facebook reviews. People sleep on the Facebook reviews. If you have a business account, Facebook reviews.
Wow.
You know?
So what advice would you have for organizations, businesses, you know, new businesses or existing businesses, mm-hmm. struggling to integrate meaningful video into their strategy? Because that's not easy to do.
No, it's not. Get with a good storytelling professional, you know. A lot of people try to do, and I've seen it so many times, save money, let's do it in-house, let's get our secretary up there to record some videos and stuff. And, you know, I would definitely just spend the money, get it professional, you know, even if you're a startup business, save up, put aside, hey, we need, you know, X amount of dollars for marketing content creation, you know. And if you have to do that, if you don't do that, it fails. I've seen it so many times.
To be authentic.
Has to be authentic, has to look professional.
And so the secretary is not necessarily the most authentic way to get that done.
Right. If you're going to make like trendy, funny videos or anything like that, that's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
By all means. But when you're trying to reach that professional audience, and grasp those customers in, or the client base that need help with the product that you're giving, always seek the professional.
I love that. I love that. Well, you and I have been working together for years.
Years.
And
yeah, long time.
Long time. You know me pretty well.
Oh yeah.
And when it comes down to it, what I can say is I can trust that whatever TJ produces, I will like. We've gotten to the point that you do it and I say, I love it.
Yeah.
Right?
Of course.
I don't have
and
that
vice
critique.
Versa. Yeah. And vice versa. Like I love the, you know, whenever you're explaining to me, hey TJ, you need to start doing like this, and this is, I take it positive criticism. Mm-hmm. I don't take it to the heart.
No.
I love it.
So we're gonna stop for another commercial break. And when we come back, we're gonna close with the future of visual communication and creative leadership.
Ooh.
That's a mouthful.
That is.
I'll be really interested to see what you have to say about that.
All right.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back with more insights on renewing your focus, your energy, and your path forward. This is Strategic Renewal on Now Media Television. And we are back. I'm Doreen Milano, and you're watching Strategic Renewal on Now Media Television. Let's continue exploring what it means to embrace change and grow with purpose. Welcome back. We are here with TJ Gutierrez, and video content isn't just an add-on. It's essential to brand identity and how audiences see a company today. You know, how we see a company today. So, TJ, video consumption continues to be on the rise.
Yes.
I know in the middle of the night when I can't sleep, I'm on my phone flipping through videos.
Yep.
Right?
Right.
How do you help brands leverage that trend strategically?
What I do is, for that part, let's say we're talking with my client and he's like, hey, I want to create some videos that, you know, if someone is in bed, they can enjoy. So we're not hitting the target audience of like selling or stuff. This is where I tell my brand or my customers, hey, this is where you can make the funny videos. This is where you can make the trendy videos. So if they're like, well, we don't know any. Okay. Well, then I get on my computer, start looking up funny, professional, for, you know, safe for work trends, of course, and write down 4 or 5 ideas, and then come to them the next day, say, hey, I found these videos, I saved the videos, I show them the videos, and I'm like, you know, this one would be really funny with your brand, or maybe this one would be professional but funny, but gets your point across, and you might sell from this video, but maybe not, but that's not the point. This is gonna be
more humor.
More humor. This is gonna be a content creation video versus a brand ad video.
Well, there's a difference in my mindset as to when I watch a video and it is projecting humor. That's telling me a little bit more about the company that created the video.
Right.
Who the owners are, you know, who the employees are, what I can expect. Because humanity is a large part of how we choose to work with somebody or not.
Exactly. And as long as you're authentic and stuff, you know, people get a warm feeling on that. Like, oh man, this is just regular people out there just working. I like
down
that.
Down to earth.
Down to earth people that are out there working just like me and they're having fun at work. I like these guys. Like, what do they do? You know, give them a follow. So now you got a follow audience. And within social media, if that algorithm hits there, now it's going to push it out to their algorithm of the own audience. That's how that works.
And that makes a big deal.
Makes a huge deal. People are like, I only got 3 follows today. Believe it or not, those 3 follows are a huge deal in the algorithm. Huge.
So one of the things that you did that I thought was absolutely brilliant is that you went from videography to cinematography.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And that cinematography quality.
Yes.
Is elevating the brands that you use it with.
Oh, yes.
Tell me how that perception changes.
Huge difference between videography and cinematography.
Now, do you have some examples on your website so people can start understanding?
Yes, yeah, I do. And on my YouTube, you'll see a lot of videography on my YouTube, but you'll also see cinematography, my short films that I'm... Okay. You know, directing that I filmed, and when you watch them, you'd be like, wow, that's a huge difference.
So, folks, if you want to really understand the difference between videography versus cinematography, what's the website they go to?
They can go to my website, SemperFiMedia.llc, or you can search me up on YouTube is at SemperFiMedia, Semper space Fi space Media.
And that's where we're going to find examples of videography versus cinematography.
Correct. And you will know the difference. You'll be like, wow, that's movie looking. And then be like, oh, okay, this is a fun party. That's just kind of edited, put together, looks good.
Okay. So how is cinematography elevating a brand's authority?
It gives story-based telling. It gives emotion in the video. And it also gives characteristics to the video for the brand. And it's really hard to explain visually. It's when you see it, you'd be like, oh, but it's like really hard to explain. So it's just, all I can say is like the visuals of cinematography, you have lighting, you have storytelling, storyboarding versus videography. It's just like, all right, man, here, we're doing a video. Go ahead, say this, blah, 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 blah. All right, no, that wasn't good enough. One more time. Perfect. Okay, now let's move it. Like, it does not like
so
that.
So in videography, do you cut and edit and do all those things?
Yes. Cut, edit, do a little bit of effects, etc. Cinematography, whole different ballgame. Filming in, you can film, a lot of us film S-Log 3. You can film S-Log3.cine. And then, you know, once you put it into your editing software, DaVinci, Adobe Premiere Pro, that's when you start color grading. So it tells the story of where you're at. And a
coloring, hues,
color grading,
lighting,
is huge.
You know,
yes.
That you can control all of that.
Correct.
In the backside of the software.
Yeah, on the image.
Yeah.
So when you look at the Twilight series, like the first movie is, it's blue. And if you look, it's really blue. Like the character skins, they're a little bluish because it's trying to give like that dark Seattle, you never see sun type ordeal. And then you have the next movie. And I give these movies because like they are great for base cinema. And you have the next movie, New Moon. That tells more of the story of the wolves. Well, wolves are what? Tan, gray, black. So that movie is real, like, country stylish brown tan type vibe. And you get that vibe. And you'll see it. Just put two images of Twilight 1 and New Moon next to each other. And you're like, ah, that's cinematography. That's how you story-based tell with movies.
So with that in mind, what's the difference between a promotional video and a narrative piece that truly reinforces the mission for a company?
A narrative video. I think I've really done a narrative video before. That's a good one. Do the question again. Say it again.
What's the difference between a promotional video and a narrative piece that truly reinforces the mission of the company?
Well, done a promotional video. I kind of stay away from promotional videos. I mean, they're good, but they're not. Again, if you're selling products, promotional video. If you're selling a service...
Well, if you're selling a product, is a videography...
Yeah, videography.
More appropriate?
Videography for selling products because you want engagement of like, you know...
Buy this.
Yeah. Hey guys, I'm right here. I'm drinking this cup of coffee. Let me tell you, these beans right here from this company is so good. I highly recommend. And that's a promotional video versus the narrative video, staged, sitting down, and you tell the story of the narrative of what's going on.
So, like we're telling your story
like
today.
We're telling right now. This right here is a narrative. Yes.
So how does stories help brands convert first-time viewers into loyal followers?
Again, emotion. Emotion. I go back to the single mom.
Single mom, three kids, hailstorm.
Hailstorm.
Damage happening.
Damage happening.
We don't know if you're safe in your home.
Exactly. You have to hit them with that spark. And brands do it all the time. Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Are you thirsty?
Nike.
You know, are your shoes worn out? Well, it looks like those feet are bad. You got flat feet.
Just do it.
You got flat feet. I'm not telling you it's a bad thing, but let me sell you this shoe that helps with your flat feet.
Yeah.
That's...
So what advice do you give for an organization struggling to integrate meaningful video into their strategy?
Hire a professional.
Bottom line.
Bottom line is hire the professional.
Don't have your mom film you on her iPhone.
No iPhones. That is okay. No phones. If you're doing the first time video business commercial, I've seen it. No phones because you get the echoey mic because they don't have proper mic. I mean, you can do it if you have the right equipment to do it on the phone. But please just hire the professional, save the money and hire someone that has a good cinema camera, can edit it properly, put it together, tell the story. I just can't say that enough. I really can't say that enough.
I love that. So when we come back, we are going to do a close. We're going to close with the future of visual communication and creative leadership.
Okay. Sounds good.
And we'll be right back. We'll be right back with more insights on renewing your focus, your energy, and your path forward. This is Strategic Renewal on Now Media Television. And we are back. I'm Doreen Milano, and you're watching Strategic Renewal on Now Media Television. Let's continue exploring what it means to embrace change and grow with purpose. This is Strategic Renewal on Now Media Television. Watch anytime on the Now Media Television app. It's also available on Roku, iOS, and Android. Or stream it directly on nowmedia.tv. And we are continuing our conversation with TJ Gutierrez, a cinematographer in Dallas-Fort Worth. So as storytelling platforms and consumer attention evolve, what's next for visual creators and strategic communication?
What's next for visual creators? Well, I can answer that. AI is next.
There's that little two-letter thing that is changing everybody's life.
Yes, I can. I mean, we're seeing it right now in real time. Make sure you're using it properly. If you do, don't go over there and have Tom Cruise fighting Brad Pitt in the movie because you're going to get IP infringed from the movie studios.
No kidding.
Yeah. Use it properly.
And
right?
let's be very clear. OpenAI, if you do anything in OpenAI, you're not going to be able to copyright it.
No, can't.
So you have to be using a closed AI tool.
Correct.
To be able to get the results that you want to get and be able to copyright whatever you're creating.
Right. So
with the help of AI.
My tool that I use a lot for my clients that's copyrighted is Higgsfield. Higgsfield, because you pay for it. Everything that you create is you. You can put your brand on there, etc. But I use it for, like, if I need to create a situation of, a raining house or something going down, you know, you can create that visual and you own it, upload it. You're not infringing on anybody's rights, on anybody's mm-hmm. likeness. So that's just my perspective. Use it wisely.
So what are the emerging trends that we should be aware of? There's skills that we're going to have to initiate.
Yep.
And do some self-learning.
Yes, right? Lots of self-learning.
There's lots of self-learning that we're going to have to do. But mm-hmm. what do we need to be aware of as business owners as we step into this new frontier of AI and storytelling?
Prompting.
Now tell me what that means.
Yes, so prompting is people look at the AI visuals or a picture and be like, man, how in the heck was that so good? Like what? And then they try it themselves and they write like a one or two line little paragraph and then their picture comes out like crap. You have to be very visual to telling you what do you want. Like if I want a picture of downtown Dallas, I'm not gonna say, give me a picture of downtown Dallas. There's gonna be a lot of stuff messed up. Some windows, blah, blah. You have to say, hey, I want a 4K drone shot, ultra realistic from a, you know, Canon R5 with a 70 millimeter zoom lens picture of downtown Dallas. Make sure that the ball is here, all windows are intact, but you have to visually prompt it out. A good prompt is probably about a paragraph to a paragraph and a half. That's a good prompt. Anything less than that, not gonna be great.
You're gonna get garbage in, garbage out.
It'll come through, but it won't be what you visually see in your head. So everything that you have in the AI prompt is specifically, you have to write it out.
So tell me, what technologies are you using to help you redefine visual storytelling?
I use this program called Pilot.ai. And what it does is, let's say I'm doing a documentary. Mm-hmm. I can take that documentary, upload the audio only, just the audio. And what it helps me do is capture the best moments of the story being told. So if I have two people telling a story and then a person over here that was there, but their story is a little bit different, it combines those two together for one strategic interview.
Got it.
Right. So that's one of the tools
I use. And then
it'll
help you build what the visuals have to be.
Exactly. Yes. And it'll say, hey, it'll give you three storylines, you know, like it'll give you one that's going to be from like sad to happy to, you know, emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Or it'll give you like, hey, and start with a good emotion, a good hook, go into the sad, but then there's a happy ending. So it gives you three different ways. It's really great. I mean, really, really great. And that.
So when I'm listening to this, what goes on in my mind is, if I'm a business owner and I'm looking to create a story, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking the visuals first. I'm not thinking the story first.
Exactly.
Right?
Right.
That is the failure point.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I'm thinking about the visuals first, I'm not completing the story, so it has a beginning, a transition, a middle, a transition, and an end.
Correct.
And knowing where I'm going to put the emotional bits before I think about how it's going to look visually.
Correct. And I tell my clients that all the time. Filming is not the problem. It's the pre-production.
Yes.
And the post-production. That is where the money is spent. The money is not spent filming 3 days. That's not. getting the story down. Look at any movie. How long does it take to write a movie? Hey, they're about to start this movie. And the next thing you know, 2 years later, all right, filming in production. They film for 6 months. It's like, wow, that was quick. And then it doesn't come out until a year and a half later. So you have one movie that took 4.5, 5 years to make, but only took 6 months to film. And as business owners, guys, filming.
We don't understand that.
Yes. Filming is not where your money goes, okay?
Post-production.
Post-production and pre-production is where the cost is spent, not filming. Huge, huge, huge misconception in the business. Huge business owners.
And that's why videography has a much harder pull, because people are going visual first and story second.
Yeah, in videography, you're just there, you film, blah, blah, you just put it together, here you go. You want to create the visuals, you want to create the storytelling, you want to create the emotion.
But that's why the difference between cinematography and videography is really a lot bigger than we think it is.
A lot bigger, yes.
So how do you stay creatively fresh and relevant in a world that demands constant content?
Two-letter word?
AI.
I prompt I'd make a good prompt into ChatGPT about the business that I'm talking about and say, hey, I need a 30-day calendar. You know, each reel needs to be 45 seconds. When you take that, they build it up. Cool. Now take all those reels. I need one solid 1 minute sweet business commercial that is going to hit that audience. And then ChatGPT, okay, cool, blah, blah, blah. All right, now I need you to break that down into shot by shot, frame by frame, and storytell as if I'm a director of photography and you're telling the cinematographer this is the story. Next thing you know, you start getting the script. Now you got the script. All right, cool. I manually go over it. Okay. Tell ChatGPT, change this, take that out, change this, take that out, blah, blah. Rewrite it. Do it, rewrite it. Perfect. Print. Then I present it to my client. And in 2 days, you're like, how the hell did you do that? You're paying for my knowledge. That's why I'm expensive. That's what you pay for, is my knowledge, not what, you know, can create. It's knowing how to create it.
What visionary advice? This is the golden nugget moment.
Oh, gosh. Let me take a drink.
What visionary advice would you give a young creative just entering the media space?
If you're learning to be a creator and you really want to take this path and you want to skip the videography part, right? Because I know some guys that do it. I do. I know 3 or 4 guys that have done it. Lighting. Just start off with lighting. Learn your lighting. Learn your lighting. Camera and lens really doesn't matter. You can create a good cinematic, you know, standstill film with different angles. As long as your lighting is good.
And your voice capture is good.
Yeah, I mean, you can do a silent still short film of like 15 to 20 seconds.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
But as long as you know your storytelling and your lighting is good, and people can see what that is without even saying anything, that's when you know you're going places.
What's the one mindset or skill that distinguishes successful storytellers from the rest?
Learn to storyboard. Storyboard. Draw it out. Writing is one thing. That's just a book. But the book is always different than the movie.
The storyboard,
correct?
Tells it all.
As long as you can storyboard and visually see, okay, for this frame, it's going to be a 50 mil shot, close-up shot, that's emotion, blah, blah, blah. Okay, these three people are talking. Cool, storyboard this out. This is going to be a wide shot, 24 millimeter, boom, 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 boom. Storyboard. Learn to storyboard.
So, TJ, where can people find you and connect with you?
Oh, man, all my social medias. You can just look up Semperfy Media. And I'm pretty much this one that
you're
comes
everywhere?
Up. Yeah, I come up for that. Or you can go to the website, SemperFiMedia.llc. You can go on my YouTube channel. My Facebook is SemperFi Media. Instagram, SemperFi Media LLC. Pretty much like I have the same picture on almost all my social medias. So, I mean, I'm there. I'm ever bored, just give me a call.
I have one final question.
Mm-hmm.
How did your time in the Marines help you create who you are today?
I get that question all the time. All the time I get that question.
And the answer is?
Yeah, answer is the mindset and discipline and learning that the people above me that are there talking to me, they are talking down to me because I am below their level. But the Marine Corps has taught me that's a superior. Obviously, he knows what he's doing because he's in that position. Learn. Other people that I literally have seen and worked with get mad, run off set, play victim all the time. And I'm just
that's
like...
That's not professional.
No. No, they, when we're, you know, doing The Chosen, like they had, you know, sound guys over there that are from Mississippi. And because it was like 110 here, they're like, well, we work with the union. But I'm like, dude, you're in Texas though. Like your Mississippi union doesn't come over here. Like it's not applied here. You know, this is a regular set contract 1099. You're getting paid daily. You're not getting paid per hourly like the union, man. It's like, it doesn't work. You know, complaining, well, I deserve this. I was like, wow. Okay. That's what the Marine Corps taught me is discipline, mind control, mindset. And the people above me telling me what to do is in that position for a reason. Take that
it's
knowledge.
It's an opportunity to learn.
Exactly. Yep. When I was a Lance Corporal and to become Corporal, which is an NCO, which is your first leadership position, you have to learn how to lead. If you're not a good follower to a good leader, you'll never be a good leader. You won't even know how to do it. And
another golden nugget, ladies and gentlemen, Pay attention.
Pay attention. Be a good follower to become a great leader. But make sure you're following a good leader or a great leader. You know, don't follow someone off of a bridge or something. Like, make sure it's a good leader, you know? But yeah, that discipline mindset. And then never give up. Been in hot situations. And, you know, we were filming out there 110 degrees on set. People were complaining, sweating, falling out. I've been in those situations. And the director was just like, how in the hell are you doing that? He's like, man, you think this is hot?
Try again.
Nah, this ain't nothing.
TJ, it's been an absolute pleasure, as always. Thank you so much,
ma'am,
for being here.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Strategic renewal. How you make the choices for your future today.